Welcome back to Slugcast, UCSC's podcast put on by the Division of Student Affairs and Success. I'm your host, Z, and today we're tackling two economic monsters that have been lurking in our headlines: recession and depression. Before we break down what they mean for your wallet and your meal plan, allow me to address some concerns you may have about the relevance of this episode to you, a student tucked away in the beautiful isolation of Santa Cruz's Redwood Forest. The truth is, whether you're tapped in or just going through the motions, things are happening all around us. Big, world-changing, historic things. While some of these larger events may feel out of your control, right now especially, it is important to remember that as banana slugs, we are blessed with the task of understanding the complexities of the world, analyzing and researching the problems around us, and most importantly, explaining how our solutions will help our communities. And if we're going to try and comprehend what's going on, it's probably best that we're on the same page. So, what actually are recessions, and what makes them different from a depression? I'm going to give you the formal definition, and then I'm going to explain it in normal people terms. According to the International Monetary Fund, the National Bureau of Economic Research, NBER, Business Cycle Data Committee defines a recession as a significant decline in economic activity spread across the economy lasting more than a few months, normally visible in production, employment, real income, and other indicators. A recession begins when the economy reaches a peak of activity and ends when the economy reaches its trough. Consistent with this definition, the committee focuses on a comprehensive set of measures, including not only GDP, but also employment, income, sales, and industrial production, to analyze the trends in economic activity. Alright, so what does that actually mean? I want you to imagine that the economy is a battery. When things are good, it's at 80 to 100%. Jobs are plentiful, businesses are thriving, and you can afford all the treats in the world. Sometimes, though, the battery starts to lose its juice. Maybe you forgot to charge it, maybe it's just getting old, or any of the other myriad of reasons. Just focus on the fact that things don't stay good forever. This range of good but not bad is between that 80 to 30% marker on your battery. In the real world, this means that the economy is great for those who already have money and rough for those at the lower rungs of the economic ladder. 80 to 30 is a big range, but on paper, it's considered functional. As the economy dips more and more, though, getting a job becomes harder and harder, and being able to afford to live becomes more and more expensive. Effectively, recessions are when the economy hits the low battery warning and just keeps on dropping. Yeah, sometimes you might have your battery get really low and you charge it right back up, and economists would consider that just a blip on the radar, nothing out of the ordinary. But it's when that battery hits really low, below that acceptable 80 to 30 range, and just keeps dropping, that's when we consider ourselves to be in a recession. It's stressful, really, really stressful. And hopefully, if you ever find yourself in this situation, it's only temporary. Budgets tighten, people stop investing, stock markets glow red, the food just keeps getting more expensive. Instead of thinking about 401ks, you start worrying about whether or not that $14.99 handheld is really going to be better than your homemade turkey sandwich. So, 2008. I'm joking, I can't go back that far. I was like 3 then. I think a lot of people who study the economy forget this and try and explain it to people our age. I was like 3 then. I don't care about 2008. It's not in my periphery. But do y'all remember COVID? Not just the isolation or the internet or the masking, but the prices. I understand that assessing the economy right now is already hard. So recalling the economy of a global traumatic event must feel impossible. But genuinely, think of how expensive the financial shock of all those cancellations because of lockdowns really were. Think of how expensive the conversion of almost every single business, school, and government office to online meeting spaces actually was. How much did you pay for masks, tests, tech, entertainment, transportation, food, and everything else you needed to survive the pandemic? Think of how much everyone paid and the job loss so many people faced. Remember, the government did not just send out financial aid checks to every American for no reason. In total, that pandemic cost us $16 trillion. COVID put the US and the global economy into a recession that we only recently began to start recovering from. It was expensive and tanked the economy, but more importantly for our discussion, it left a permanent dent in the wallets of everyday people and financially ruined so many families. A recession is a dangerous and scary time if you're not a person of extreme wealth, and even then, your investment portfolios aren't really going to be that safe. Now, if recessions are so bad, what possibly could an economic depression entail? How could they be any worse? Well, according to Investopia, a depression is a severe, prolonged downturn in economic activity. A depression may be defined as an extreme recession that lasts 3 or more years or that leads to a decline in real gross domestic product, GDP, of at least 10% in a given year. Depressions are far less common than milder recessions. Both tend to be accompanied by relatively high unemployment and relatively low inflation. The US has experienced at least 34 recessions since 1850. This includes the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009 and the COVID-19 recession of 2020. But it has only had one depression, which lasted from 1929 until 1941. That is known as the Great Depression. If a recession is a low battery, then a depression is a dead battery with not a single charger in sight. Jobs that already didn't pay well start firing anyone and everyone. Buying food becomes nearly impossible, so people are forced to rely on the charity of their community. Stable housing ceases to exist. The US was only able to escape the Great Depression because of the demands manufacturing at the turn of the century required and the organized labor that actually supplied it. A depression is the worst case scenario of a recession. The more frequent recessions become, and the more unstable the economy becomes, the likelier a depression becomes. Now that you have an understanding of these terms and their differences, I hope you'll gain a better understanding of the gravity of the impacts economic decisions actually have. If you ever find yourself in a situation where the battery seems to be getting kinda low, reach out to your campus resources, build safety nets within your community, and at all times, remain resilient. This has been Z. I hope you enjoyed this new episode from Slugcast, and I'll catch you next time.